Okay, Beis Hashem, the halacha is a machzor shekel. I just want to explain, first of all, where the minute came from, where's the makor, machzor shekel, meicha teisa, what the share of machzor shekel, when to give the machzor shekel. These are some of the halachas, Beis Hashem. If we get time today, I would like to go Beis Hashem into the halachas of Kriyas HaMagila, which are halachas that are ish.
When are we doing the Mokum Lamokum, like in Shemesh?
Oh, we're going to do that Beis Hashem next week, Blineda. Blineda next week, we'll go into Ben Krach, Le'Halech, Le'ir, and vice versa. Very fair halachas every single year. Without fail, I get a phone call in the morning from boys that were drunk, who I, by mistake, said we weren't intending on staying here overnight, but now it's the morning, do we have to keep Purim again? So every single year happens without fail. The Meister will get into the Shabbos, and next week I'd like to go Keseda of the order of this month. So we did already Tainis Esther, Bechule, now we're going to Machzor Shekel. Okay, let's start as a.
We're doing inscriptions.
As we know, what's that? You like it? It's good. It's
no,
okay.
Inscriptions. So you can do inscriptions.
Ah, the Gabi Le Yobash.
Yeah.
Chukas Agoy. If you get time, believe
me. No, you're my fault. The Gabi
haircuts. Okay, this is this.
Clothes dressing up for Purim.
This will get to Beit Hashem. Okay. Let's start number one. Machzor Shekel. Okay. As we know, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek David, when the Beis Hamikdash was with us, when the Beis Hamikdash stood, so they collected Shkolim, that every single male adult in Klal Yisrael was required to donate a half a shekel towards the purchase of the animals for the korbanos and other tzorchei tzibur. So that was the half a shekel that we know, the machzor shekel bizman hamikdash. Now, what was the Seder HaDvarim? Let me explain to you like this. It's kedai to a little bit of history to know what you're doing on the shekel, how to put it in and where it came from. So we know the Mishnah in Shkolim Perek Aleph tells us that starting with Chodesh Adar, the Shluchim would go out and they would start announcing the collection of the Shkolim, which would then start to begin about 2 weeks later on the 15th of Adar. From that day onwards until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, little booths were set up and all the different cities. The purpose of these booths were to collect all the Shkolim from Klal Yisrael. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all of the Shkolim that they collected from Klal Yisrael were brought up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they were put in a designated room, and the Shkolim were divided into separate containers, and then they were used for Tzorchei Tzibur and the Korbanos. This again was the Seder HaDvarim that the Mishnah tells us in Shkolim what happened to Machzor Shekel. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel tells us as follows. Took the Gemara in Megillah that the reason why the Torah wanted Klal Yisrael to give Shkolim Dafka this time, right? Dafka now is in order to be makdim our shekel to Haman's shekel. What's the pshat? The Gemara is Mazbin, Mephoshim, whatever. Is this right? We know the Megillah tells us that Haman bribed Achashverosh with a tremendous sum of money. 10,000 kikar of silver. 10,000 kikar of silver. Right? Nowadays, by the way, that's around $100 million. I'll tell you how I made the cheshbon. You can make a cheshbon yourself. Just have a poshet. Make a cheshbon like this. 43.6 kilograms is a kikar of kesef. 1 kilo is $240. So a man of 10,000 is $100 million. So Haman used $100 million to bribe Achashverosh to get rid of the yin. So what we try and do, Zut the Gemara Megillah is, we dafka on Machzor Shekel, what we're going to give, is we try to be makdim and give our shekel before Haman gave Ke'ilu his shekel. And Memela, that's the reason why the Ramah tells us that they should try to give Machzor Shekel before Purim. Because once you read the Megillah, you haven't been makdim the shekel that we give before Haman's shekel. So what was the half a shekel? What was this Machzor Shekel business? So Rashi says like this. Rashi says it was a specific coin, exactly a coin, that was worth bidyuk half a shekel, which is 10 gira. That's what Rashi holds, right? The Ramban writes that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, see, he actually was shown this coin, that was a Machzor Shekel coin, and he said it was an unbelievable coin. On one side of the coin, it had a jug of the mon, and on the other side of the coin, it had the staff that Aaron HaKohen used. As the Maaseh, he saw it and he said it weighed exactly 10 grams. As the Maaseh, the Ramban said he saw such a coin. So Rashi holds it's a coin that was bedafka half a shekel. That Kedis Yitzchok says no. The Kedis Yitzchok says the Machzor Shekel was a half a shekel, Moyulik. They took a shekel and they cut it in half. And everyone gave a half to show, as a double portion as we know, is that every Yid in Klal Yisrael by themselves are not significant enough. You're not an individual. You're part of a tzimru. You're part of a klal. And the mele, that's the why we give a half a shekel, take a whole shekel, slice it in half, and me together with you will give it as one to show that Klal Yisrael as a whole are choshev. Not each individual person is his own person. So that Kedis Yitzchak held, not like Rashi, he held it was a coin split in half. Others write, it was no specific coin, but it was the value of half a shekel. Okay, we're not going to go into that. Just to mention a Moedic, a Meister, the Ksav Sefer says this Meister, listen to this Meister, it's a Moedic. The Ksav Sefer said like this. The Ksav Sefer said he actually had a coin that was passed over for a tradition from his father, Ksav Sefer, and it went through the ages, and it was actually a coin that was used in the Beis HaMikdash as the Machzor Shekel. And he had it with him, and there was a big Asifa of Rabbanim, and he decided, I'm going to show the Olam my Machzor Shekel coin. So he takes it out, all the Rabbanim, unbelievable, this was the Machzor Shekel coin. And he passes it around the room, all the Rabbanim look, and he says, okay, but I said, please pass it back.
Gone.
Silence, it's gone. Doesn't it? What's going on? Everybody's back. Where can it be? What's going on? I say, Rabbi Yitzchak, somebody gets up and says, Rabbi Yitzchak, can everybody please stand up and empty your pockets in front of the Olam? And everyone's, you know, okay, say that. All of a sudden, an old man gets up and says, ahem, I propose that we wait another 5 minutes. And everyone looks at him saying, oh, really? Another 5 minutes, eh? What do you have opposed to opening your pockets? Okay, old man, give him a bit of covers. Let's say the gobble. Because they said, waited another five minutes. 5 minutes came and said, Rabbi Yitzchak, everybody, please stand up and empty your pockets. The old man gets up. He says, excuse me, I think we should wait another 5 minutes. And everyone's thinking, oh, come on already. Come on, this is ridiculous already. Spill the beans. The man says, another 5 minutes. They have covered and they wait for 5 minutes. Just as 5 minutes is out, they run in from the kitchen with a tablecloth that they just put into the garbage can, and they found that the Machzor Shekel of the Ksav Sefer was actually hidden inside the tablecloth. And they gave it back to him. So now everybody in the room turns to the old man and says, what were you opposed to everybody standing up and lifting your pocket? We found the coin. Mabaya. He said like this. He said, I also have a coin that was given to me by tradition. That this is the Machzor Shekel. And if I would have emptied my pockets and paid out this exact same coin, who would have believed that I also had a coin? And I saw the Ksav Sefer that was such a modic and nachas to give everyone, show everyone his coin. I said, I'm not going to take out my coin. He left it inside. But Rabbi said, I think the Meisah shows us a Moedic of Halach. Donnekav's first. It's an unbelievable Meisah. Ad Kedikach, who would have believed that another man also has a Machzor Shekel at the Ksav Sefer of Israel? Let me get weiter. Now, Bismaneinu. Let's go back now to our days. The Ramah in Sivatofi Sadi Beis and Sivatofi Sadi Dalet says that Bismaneinu, unfortunately, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, but we still give the Chatzi Shekel as a Zeicha. Okay? Now, the Netziv. Once the title is a chiv gom over here, it's not a minig, it's a chiv. Over the all the poiskim, especially the Mufush and Ramah, it's a minig ba'alma to give machzor shekel. What do we use to machzor shekel? So, the Rishonim tell us, right, the Malach of the Tashbat, the Zayim Mufush and the Ramah, is that because it says the word truma three times in the parish of machzor shekel, therefore that's where the minig developed. Three machzor shekels, because it said the word truma three times. Now the goyim in Ma'aser Rav holds you only give one. It doesn't seem to be our minhag. It seems that we give three. There are poskim even that say you should give four, but our minhag is that we do three. Now which coin do we use? So about the best thing is that it should be a half a coin in that specific place. So for example,
our minhag is to give three.
Three. Our minhag is to give three.
Three coins.
Three coins. As I stated before. Now, sorry. Now, in Switzerland, for example, you'll give half a franc. In England, you'll give half a pound. In America, it'll be half a dollar. In Eretz Yisrael, half a shekel. We try to use the currency that is a half style. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that you should be able to spend it in the country. So, for example, 50p, right? Let's say half a franc or 50 pence from England to spend in Eretz Yisrael doesn't work. Because you can't go to a shop and spend 50p. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds it's got to be a currency that you spend in that particular place. The Chazon Ish held that you can't use dollars here in Eretz Yisrael. However, most of the poskim nowadays are maker with dollars because it can't be, most places will have to take dollars even here in Eretz Yisrael. But a pound or a franc, for example, I'm sorry, should be used, again, should only be used the currency that we keep in this country. Now, What happens if a person doesn't have a half? No, he doesn't have half a shekel, doesn't have half a pound. As the Maisa Zazoy, the Marisham, Das Torah says, forget, Ike meaning is Zazoy. The Ike is you take a whole coin, three whole shkolim, or three whole dollars, or three whole pounds, whatever it may be, and you give it and you say, listen, chassi of this will be for Machas the Shekel, and the other half will be for tzedakah. Or, for example, you can split it with two people. Two people each give a shekel, right? If you give three shkolim, split it with two, each has half. In other words, there's no deal that you bedafka have to give the name half. Avad is like a tchil, it's preferred. Oh, but if you haven't got, you haven't got. There's a darki tshuva, that Avad, even if you haven't got anything, you can give three shkolim. The lowest coin is also good, and it's the seder gomel. The total value of what you give does not have to add up to be a machas is a shekel, which, by the way, nowadays is $2.50. That is the approximate evaluation of a machas is a shekel. You do not have to give the amount of $2.50. However, the Svadim, Uvo B'Kapachayim, for example, says that it should be that way. Kapachayim learns that the machas is a shekel that we give should bedafka evaluate the amount of machas is a shekel, which, like I said, was $2.50. The Ma'aseh d'Aruch HaShulchan, the Be'alacha Blab Nishta Zoy, that you don't have to give Machas HaShekel. That's what, I mean, what we do is we give three half shekels, which equals 1.5 shekel, which has no shaychus to the value of Machas HaShekel b'zman HaMikdash. And therefore, Zoy Pasen d'Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah Be'alacha, is you don't have to give the value of Machas HaShekel of that it there used to be. Now, there is a hidden mitzvah, the Kapachayim, you say, V'sheish V'avoida, is for a person to give silver mamish. That's why you'll find sometimes in shuls, we'll speak about that in a moment, is that actually matter to the Olam silver coins. There's a hidden mitzvah for us to use silver. Anybody that knows, until 1971, in America, the half dollar was actually silver. But it's a hidden mitzvah.
Quarters as well.
Sorry?
The quarters as well.
It is now? It is now, it was.
Well, it was.
Ah, very good. Okay, that would have been a hidden mitzvah to use in that case. Now, Maisa Geld. You're not allowed to use Maisa for your chiyuv, for your minig of Machas as a shekel, as a pasen and your rabba, the behavior of the Shlach Kodesh, that we don't use Maisa Geld. However, if you want to give extra to tzedakah, then of course you can use Maisa Geld in that way, that's a double poshut. Or, for example, like the Yosef Eimit says, if you're giving for your wife and your kids, Beis Hashem, as the Maisa, then you could the Maisa give for Maisa Geld in that way. Long again, Baiter. The Minik. The Minik, in a lot of places, is that the Gabba will take three coins, sometimes three half dollars, sometimes three silver coins, three half shekels. He'll wrap them together in a piece of, you know, sellotape, and he'll put them in the main basket over there, and everyone lifts it up. It's been makrit b'chulei. The Maisa, what you're supposed to do, Chaim Kanievsky says like this, but Etzem, you're supposed to pay for it in full value. Whatever the value of this is, for example, if it's three half dollars, so you don't just give three half shekels. You're supposed to pay for the value of these three coins, and keep you rent these three coins for a couple of moments. Okay, let me go invite her. What are you meant to say when you put the Machas HaShekel shekel in? So the Maisa, Mr. Tosefim and Sforim bring down that you should not say, this is the Machas HaShekel shekel. You should say, this is Zeicha, the Machas HaShekel shekel. This is a remembrance of Machas HaShekel shekel. Some people say you shouldn't say anything whatsoever. You should just put it in and go to it. Let me get back to who's Chayiv? Who's Chayiv to give Machas HaShekel shekel? So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. Which age is a person mechuyev to give Machas HaShekel? The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kof Hei tells us that it starts at the age of 20. Only a child from the age of 20 years old is chayev to give Machas HaShekel. Why? It's a mevurish pasuk meben esrim shana. Meben esrim shana means from 20. No, the Seder's of the Chinuch. If you're not 20, you're not chayev in the minhag. However, the Rambam hot nishtazay. Zug the Rambam, and this betzim is the Ramban Shita also, that he holds not. That was talking about the first collection of Machas HaShekel in the Torah. Why? Because that was talking about when they had to figure out why would they collect the Machas HaShekel? To figure out how many Hayag Yidin there were in the belt. Oh, so to do that, in a Hanami, we want to know how many Yidin there are over the age of 20. So that's why only the age of 20 people gave. Oh, but nowadays, the Ramban. Now the reason why they were doing it nowadays, meaning this Mamis HaMikdash, was they were doing it, why? In order to give Parnasa and finance to the Mikdash, to the Korbanos, as a Mela, even children over, under the age of 20, and the Mela could be included. Now the Goyim holds is a Chiv from the age of 13, and therefore it's just the age of, from 20, you don't get a Knas. Okay, let me get back to the Mishkan Shkolim. So again, under the age, from 13 year old, the Maisa, you're supposed to give Machas HaShekel. What about women? So the Mishkan Shkolim tells us,
even from 13,
yeah. The Mishnah in Shkolim says that women and kids under the age of 13 are part of a machzor shekel. Right? That's the Mefurish, the Mishnah in Shkolim, the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. However, the Alsha Veved Sanzach, the Alsha HaKodesh, the Alsha HaKodesh explains what's the reason why women and children under that age are potter? Because they didn't take part in Egel Hazov. Oh, but without that, let me get back to the Psak, La Locha La Maisa is a woman and a child under the age of 13 is potter from giving Machzor Shekel. That is the Psak of the Rambam, Magen Avraham, the Mekor Chaim, the Mekor Shulchan. However, the Levush Lelekit Yoshe say the minig of Klal Yisrael, this is Taka the minig, is people give for their wives and people give their kids also. A father has to know, Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, you've got to know this. When you start the first year, Beis Hashem, and you have that baby, and you give for your small little child, Machzor Shekel, you should continue giving all the years, unless when you first gave, you made it to tonight. Now there was a Mordechai Eli Rav, the Mishabur brings it down, the Behetar brings it, the Levush, the Kafah Chaim says, is that the minig is to give for the whole Mishpacha. Why? Because Machzor Shekel is a dinner, is a type of kapara, it's a type of shmira, and therefore it's noig for the ganze mishpacha. Some boys can even say an unborn baby that's in mommy's tummy is the ma'aser nechlal, and you should cut that as the minig. You see, taka people busy putting this shekel, there are 1,500 shekels in there. This is Baruch Hashem for ganze mishpacha. Let me get back to one last shayin of Machzor Shekel, and we move on to Megillah. This man. When is this man to give Machzor Shekel? This is one of the most confusing shaylas, right? Everything until now, I think everybody basically knows. No chidushim. But when is the zman to give Machzor Shekel? So the Ramah tells us as follows. Like we explained, Apit Gemara in Megillah, is we try to give it before Purim because we want to be matim our shekel to Haman's shekel. Now, the Kafah Chaim does bring in Hogim of those people that did give shekel from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Ma'aser, that's not our meaning. Tosus in Megillah of Aleph tells us like this. Betim Sulta Levush, hey Tain is that the Ikka Zman of Machzor Shekel is Tainis Esther. Is Tainis Esther? As they pass in Taisus, as they pass in the Levush, and by the way, Al Pi Kabbalah also in Siddur Rashash, that the Dafka to give it on Yom Tainis. And as a mice, if you look in the Ramah, sorry?
He says that.
This is Taisus, the Levush, and there's Chayus Mash from the Ramah, that you give it the Mincha, before Purim. Tainu, Tainis Esther. And that's why, by the way, the Rasha says, "Bedafki, give on a day of the tainis, so you get a kaporet tzaman, it's a merzik azach." So that's one big yisoid you have to know, is that you give. Now, the minig Yerushalayim is azoy, the minig Yerushalayim is on tainis Esther, before Mincha, you give Machzor Shekel. Now, I have to tell you, by the way, that, for example, let's take this year. This year, for example, is Tainis Esther on a Thursday, because Yud Dalet is on Sunday. And therefore, Tainis Esther has been put early to Thursday. The Mice, the Minig, Blades, as they passed in the Mishabur, Kafachayim, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that even this year, when Tainis Esther is earlier before Purim, we still give the Machzor Shekel on Tainis Esther, to Hainu, Thursday. Now, the Magen Avraham brings us our Minig, that some people give in a Purim morning before the Megillah. The Stipler, the Sefer Shem of Eliashiv, Zatzal, is he used to give it before Ma'ariv on Purim night. Again, these are Minhagim. I don't want to get too much into the Minhagim of a Pashas. What we have to know is Minhag Yerushalayim is to give it Tainis Esther Kodim Mincha. If you forgot to give Machzor Shekel, what's the Halacha? So Eliashiv says, just like the Mishnah, if you forgot to give Machzor Shekel, it's very negative. Sometimes, you know, with our answer preparations and everything like that, it's Lamaisa, you forget to give Machzor Shekel, with Eliashiv Paskin, above you're allowed to make it out all the way until the Shredish Nissan. Now, what do you do with the Machzor Shekel? Look, very nice. We know that offers. What do I do now? What do I do now when I have the whole bowl of Machzor Shekel of the ganze yeshiva? What do I do with it? So the Maisa, the Halacha is this. The Modcha in Megillah, the Maril, the Levush, the Yavit say you give it to any Oni. You give it to any Oni or any stocker that you want, you do with the Machzor Shekel. The Rosh Hashulchan said you should bedafke give it to Bedek HaBayis of HaBayis HaKnesses. Doing it to the Beis HaMikdash. I did see in the Kafah Chaim that he tainis, his best thing is to give it to a kollel or give it to a yeshiva, whether using the money for Torah versus Havada. As the Maaser, that is the halachas of the Machzor Shekel. Let's move on now to Leil Purim, and then we'll get Beis Hashem to halachas of very, very interesting shailas, the Gabi Megillah. Again, these are shailas that I myself, Baruch Hashem, got a lot of chizit when I learned these halachas, preparing the shurim. Pashut, to know what you're doing when you listen to Megillah, and what not to do, and what happens if you do this, pashut negate sometimes, and you haven't got time to start looking things up. You pashut enough to know these halachas. So number one, we'll start with Leil Purim, right? We'll go Keseda. Right? I think we're holding now by Erev Purim. By the way, there are people that have had that take a mikvah, Pashut, just like Erev Yontov, people go to mikvah, Erev Purim, people go to mikvah, that's about it. So, Mamela, we're going to start now with Leil Purim. Oh, we'll start with Leil Purim. The Mishnah Berurah, Tofei Sadihei, tells us as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's Gotten Gimel, that it's nachoin for a person to wear Big D Shabbos on the Leil, on the night of Purim. Number one. Number two, candles should be lit, bed should be made, table should be set, tablecloth should be on, as I pass Gimel Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Reish Sadi Hei, see Gotten Gimel. It's a Mamish Yom Tov, and the Mamish, that's why you wear Big D Shabbos, that's why you have tablecloths on, candles burning, it's beautiful. Says the Kavach Haim Shekot Yud Gimel, that there are those that hold, not Shabbos clothes, I'm sorry to tell you that Shabbos clothes are not good enough. Yom Tov clothes. And we know that Yom Tov clothes are nicer than Shabbos clothes. Okay. Suda Belayla. Is there any Indian to eat a Seuda on the night? The Hainu, the night, again, when we're discussing Purim, of what we mean, either you're holding your Dalit or Tesvok, wherever you're going to be holding in the belt, that we'll discuss B'ezer Hashem next week, of the Esser, whichever is your Purim. And the night before, the Hainu, after you heard the Megillah, right? You get married, Megillah, and now you're holding by the Suda, or you're holding by eating supper. Is there any Indian to have a Suda? So we know the Ramah. The Ramah in the Tavis of Yehei tells us as follows. Look, I quote the Lashon, Mitzvah Laharbis Besudas Purim, or Besuda Achas Yaitzim. Says the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish, if you make a Suda by night, you're not going to be Yaitzah. That's Poshet. Says the Ramah, Omi kol mokoyim, gam belayla yismach v'yarbik tzas besuda. So the Ramah is telling us, there's a mitzvah for a person, Leil Purim, on the night of Tesvot for us, for example. Is the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah for us to be marbik tzas in Suda. And that's the mitzvah where people are knowing to have a nice kishmat of Suda on the night of Purim to be yaitzah this Mefurish Ramah. Now, the Shatzion, very interesting, the Shatzion brings a kolboy. And the kolboy says that you should not eat meat at that night Suda, so you shouldn't get confused with the day Suda, the Ikka Suda. The Maisa Darki Moshe, the Taz, the Choyluk on this, and the Zoypasna HaShulchan, is about you can eat meat even by night. The Ruchas Chaim brings a Sefer Yop on the day that says that the meaning was to eat on Leil Yudalit and after Shachar Dafka cheese, because it's Nimshol, to Hikim of the Kibla, this is Torah. Okay. People do have a minute to eat nuts. A lot of people, the Ritva says that already, that people have a minute to eat nuts on Leil Purim. And the Ruch HaShulchan says people even have a minute to eat nuts on Yom Purim. Now, one last thing, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll finish, is the famous Chassam Sofer. We have to remember Rabbi Yisrael, this Chassam Sofer. We cannot let a Purim go past without this Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, I'm Mayur de Gazach. To the Chassam Sofer. Anyone that is Oisik in Torah between the Megillah of the night and Megillah of the day, Zutach San Sefer, Muftach Loi, it's guaranteed, Shu Ben Olam Haba. Zutach San Sefer, a person should be medactic to learn between the night Megillah and the day Megillah. That's a double poshet. And therefore, we should try and do that. One last thing, Rabbi Isai, just to finish off this Inyan, it's a Merit Gamaisa, I want to end with, and that was as follows. Imre Yosef, right on the Sphinx Rebbe's, after Leil HaSeder on Pesach, said Shir HaShirim, as you do, and then he said, what should I do now? After Shir HaShirim, it's hours to go to Shachris, so he decided, Megillas Esther. Why do you need Megillas Esther? Double portion, right? Because most of the events on Megillas Esther actually happened on Pesach. So he started beginning with Megillas Esther, and in the middle he fell into a sleep, and he saw in his dream the following. He saw the Beis Din Shomayla, in Shomayim, was going on an unbelievable judgment. What was this follows? Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, everybody knows, so that Mufurish, that when Yidden read the Megillas Esther, right, on Purim, all the Neshamas can come out of Gehenna. So what happened was, sometimes as the Neshamas over there, they're a little bit lazy, push it a little lazy, and then get out by Purim. So all of a sudden, they heard the Sphinx Rebbe was saying, what now? He was saying Megillas Esther, he started banging on the door, get us out of here! And the Sar of Gehenna said, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's the wrong time now. Right now it's Pesach, not Purim. So they decided we're going to go to Beis Din Shomayla. We're going to go to have a court case with the Rebbe Shalom. And they did. And they passed in Shomayim, but the Sphinx Rebbe is doing the Megillah, even though it's Pesach. It's got a Maila, and therefore a person can come out. What's the Nimshul from this? Rabbi said, why did I tell you this story? Double poshet. Because you have to realize, Purim is the Zman that a person can take himself out from the lowest depths, from the lowest point that he is. He can take this like the Neshamas Gemara Gehenna on Purim when you read the Megillah. So too every year there's a koyach that the Rabbeinu Shlom gives us on Purim to take ourselves out from the lowest part, from the horrible things, whatever we did, whatever we know during the year that were not so gishmak. Purim is the Zman that a person has the Siyata Dishmaya, the heavens open, the Shari Shemayim is open, Rabbi Yisai, don't lose out on the opportunity. Obviously, next week, Beis Hashem, we'll continue with Hilchas HaMegillah.